for the people. It's for the purpose. Patience is a podcast. Now, I got a segment recorded that I hope you'll enjoy because me and my wife are talking about the Derrick Jackson situation. And not just, we just don't point the finger. You know, I give my opinion. She gives her opinion, of course, but it's the way that we approach it that gives us the right to talk about it. Because as I've said countless times before, I let their life be their life, and I only speak on things that would affect me. But that there sort of affected me because of the way that he put his wife out there in front of everything that he was doing, sort of made it be her fault. He blamed everyone but himself. You know, and as a man who's been on that side of things, you do look for people to blame. You do look for reasons. The only thing that you can do is look at yourself and just know that you failed. You failed and you must accept it. Because look at it like when we were in school. You know, I'm speaking for myself when I say, I wasn't the best student. You know, I didn't really particularly like, schoolwork, the idea of just learning this stuff that we won't use, and not really knowing the true history of this country, of the world, not really being taught the things that we need to be taught. And when you fail, you blame, teachers, you blame the curriculum, you blame this, you blame that. I don't want to learn this, I don't want to learn that. You know, you can look at everything that happens in your adult life sort of the same way. You know, it may not be what you want, or how you want it, but it's necessary. And you must, act accordingly and do the things that need to be done just because it's there in your life. Just because this person isn't everything you need them to be, in a sense, they fall short of your expectations. You shouldn't have expectations for anyone but yourself, because people are never going to be to your mold. They're never going to fit what you want them to be, because they're human just like you. You're going to fall short of your own expectations. You're not going to meet every deadline. You're not going to reach every goal. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to, do things that weren't what you've written down. It's not to say that you failed. It's just you must realize that you can't see things in people what you can't also see in yourself. Including the disadvantages. You just can't. That's wrong to your relationship, and that's wrong to yourself. The reason why I say this, people look up to these motivational speakers, relationship gurus, so to speak, and hell, even people who do podcasts, because of the way we word things, how we put a spin on things. It's not the way it should be, but it's the way that it is. But you must find who you can. I won't even use the word trust, because that's not even a word that I think should be used in this situation, because nine times out of ten, this person isn't going to have any direct effect on your life, your doing. You are. You just listen to them. You just follow them. You have to go out there and you have to put the work in yourself in order to feel any sort of get any sort of feeling from their teaching. You're going to be the one to go out there and, okay, I'm going to try this and try this because he or she said this. I'm going to try this and try that. And if it doesn't work, it may not be meant to fit you. That doesn't mean that person is wrong, because that person is just giving their opinion. So don't look at these things. Don't look at these things like it's end all be all with these motivational speakers, self-help gurus, or anyone of the like. Just know that you still have the final say so. So when you look at, you know, the man like Derrick Jackson, who, you know, I'm coming to find out because I didn't know who he was, as I'm going to say in the next segment, will sit there and, you know, do his videos while he's driving in the car and put down men and, you know, put down women for certain mistakes that they make in their life or things that he feels they need to change. You know, you can't go out into the world meeting people and having this checklist in your head like, oh, nope, I knew you were going to say that. I'm thinking like a man now. I knew you were going to say this or that. For the men who are in touch with their feminine side, there's nothing wrong with being in touch with the feminine side, or there's nothing wrong with the female being in touch with her masculine side. That's sort of a better way a relationship can work. You know, if one or the other is tuned into their feelings, their emotions, or their aggressiveness. You know, because men are looked at being more aggressive and not really being as emotional. But now women are doing that. And I said this a long time ago. I feel the shift in this is because women are just tired. Women are tired of going for what they want. They're not going to sit there with that stigma. They're not going to sit there and be that poster of what you think a woman should be. So they're going to go out there and get what they want. Men are afraid of that. Always have been. Always have been. Look at the way women have to fight for this, fight for that throughout history. Men are afraid of women in power within themselves. Not women in power, just like a job or something like that. Of course they're afraid of that. But women are afraid. Men are afraid of women empowerment. So they're going to mask whatever. They're going to mask whatever they can. They're going to mask everything that they fear. And that's exactly what, you know, Derrick Jackson did, I feel. Did and does. He sits there in his car. No one's opinion. No one to say, no, nah, you're wrong. No one to say, no, don't upload that. Because it's just you. Of course you're going to find someone out there who shares your views or shares your opinion. Because a lot of women, a lot of men out there are seeking for validity from whoever they can get it from. Yeah, you're right. This is the reason why I'm such and such. This is the reason why I'm such and such. You're right. You speaking to me today. Come on, man. Wake up in the morning, give the word to yourself. That's all you need. So as I say, it's gonna go right into, you know, myself and my wife. We're having a discussion. I'm starting it off as she comes in with how she feels. And you know, as I've stated, we're not afraid of anything that we've done. I'm not pointing the finger, even though I admit to doing that. I'm not pointing the finger at anyone else or any other situation but myself when I did what I did with my gun. Regardless of the reason I thought I had in my head, if I knew it was that strong, I should have left. I should have left. I didn't. You know, with everyone in that situation, yeah, you're in the moment and things happen, true enough. But if that moment happens more and more, now you're in something that you're really doing yourself. You can't look at the person, male or female, and blame them because it's not their fault. It's not their fault at all. It's you. You're the reason why this is happening, or he or she is the reason why it's happening for them. You know, they can't blame you because you can't manipulate anyone into doing anything that they don't want to do. Wait. Yes, you can. You can. So I was wrong on that part. But, you have no one to point the finger at. But the man and the woman in the mirror, basically. So your only expectation should be with that person.
I'm gonna just jump right into it. I stood alone. I let everything come at me the way it was gonna come at me. Y'all heard everything. I opened up about everything that I done to my wife. All of it. Open up about it. And it was her choice to still be her. It was her choice. And it was for the respect that I had for her that I had to let everything play out the way that it played out. And I talked about it all throughout all these episodes. And through other things that I post and I talk to it personally to people who listen to this podcast. I'm not here with my wife because we married or have kids. I'm here with my wife because we here. Simple as that. Now, for those in the know and those who don't know, I didn't know who Derrick Jackson was yesterday. I didn't know who he was at all, but my wife knew all about him, and she spoke, you know, she enlightened me on a lot of things that he said and stuff like that, how she didn't agree with him. She just knew about him because it was a hot button topic amongst women in relationships, people in relationships. It was a hot button because he would basically look at every man that done everything wrong, you know, from cheating to manipulation to, you know, sort of using your physical gifts as, you know, whatever, you know, as ways to get what you want without actually respecting a woman or actually having her hold any kind of regard in a relationship. She was basically used as property. And he looked down upon men like that. And, you know, if none of this happened, if I didn't know who he was, I would possibly think that you had a lot of women in sort of positions to actually achieve something just within themselves and not thinking that they needed a man for validation. I don't really speak on relationships anymore on the podcast, even though that's sort of a way that I could go if I wanted to gain more, but I don't. I speak on more personal things. And if it's personal within my relationship, I speak on it. I don't like speaking on other people's, you know, lives and stuff like that. But after these past couple of days, listening to this man use his wife, basically looked like he just woke her up out of bed and had the camera in front of her face, and have everybody go at her and attack her. And then he said something along the lines of, I even had beef with God because I gave my life. This is not me speaking, this is him in so many words. I gave my life to God, and in turn, God allowed this to happen. If I give my life to you, then you basically are at the helm and you need to lead me down better pastures and better decisions. I don't need to be cheating and sleeping with multiple women or having this and this and that. I wasn't under the control of you, even though I gave my life to you. I don't agree with that, and I really don't agree with the fact that he explained his whole situation in third person. Like, he needs help. He needs, you know, help. He's worried about losing his, you know, his fan base and stuff like that. His business is crumbling. We need to help this brother D. This brother D needs help. And I'm like, dude, you talking about yourself. You're speaking about your life. This isn't somebody else's life or somebody else's relationship that you're speaking on. But he twisted it in a way to make it seem like he wasn't even talking about himself. He was talking about someone else, and he's still perfect. So it's not even hitting him that I did this. I did this to my wife. I did this to my life. He's turning it all around and basically saying, like, okay, he can still get help. He needs you and this and that. I just found out about this brother a couple of days ago, and I don't like anything that I heard. I don't like the way that he used his wife. I don't like, from listening to past videos he did, I don't like the way that he painted out men who may or may not have been in their right mind when they did what they did, or the fact that he basically just shunned every man and every woman for their decisions in their lives. Because everybody has an opportunity to grow. Everybody has an opportunity to get past anything. If you listen to any of my podcasts, you know that I tell you, you can get past whatever it is that you're facing right now, even if it's a bad relationship. Even if you feel you're in the right in your marriage and your relationship and your household, and you just have those moments where you bump heads with your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and you just don't seem to feel that this person doesn't understand you. Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? That's because they're not your property. One, I've had plenty of conversations with plenty of men and women tell me, why can't they just do what I need, what I want them to do? There's certain ways that works and certain ways it doesn't work. And, you know, me and my wife have talked about those situations where it does work. It works in a physical relationship. In a physical relationship, you can say, do this, and that person can do that. There you go. It works that way, and I believe it only works that way. You know, if you have a person that's willing to say that, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And it's only sort of right in the physical sense. If I'm wrong, yo. But that's why I feel it's right and it's safe, because only if you're in a relationship should you be like, okay, I would like this and it could happen. But if that person only agrees to it, only if that person agrees to it. But if you're just out there thinking in your head, I can just get you to do this because, then you're wrong. And he even said that, I believe, in one of the posts that I watched. He said that, you know, men shouldn't, and I'm trying to figure out, but without looking it up, y'all know me, men shouldn't, I'm trying to get it right, y'all. But he's basically saying men shouldn't use their physical presence as power. And a lot of men do that, yeah. A lot of men, you know, go off of what they look like or their, let me try to use a clean word, girth. There you go. Go off their girth, and that's all they have to offer. But, you know, I mean, and he sort of kind of did the same exact thing by saying that I had multiple conversations or more than conversations, or I even had sex with a woman without having sex with a woman. And I honestly don't know what that means. I'm not getting ready to try to figure out what that means. But it's just, he did a lot of contradicting. A lot of people are calling him a narcissist. And he just isn't. he isn't in his right mind, especially when he starts speaking on himself in third person, and especially when he said, I had a beef with God for everything that I went through. The first time you were faced with that transgression, it was a test. The first time you were faced with that woman who tempted you, it was a test. Believe me, I failed. Y'all know this. I talked about it. I didn't point the finger at anybody. I took it and realized that, just like me and my wife talked about, you put yourself in that situation, nobody made you. Even though I thought for a while that I was hurting, so I did what I did because I was hurting. That's nowhere near an excuse. You shouldn't have an excuse in life anyway. It should just be something you did or didn't do, and you're facing the effects of that. I spoke on the last episode that there are moments. Life is full of moments, and it's what you do or don't do. This brother had the opportunity to surpass and possibly become way bigger than sitting in your car making videos. He could have possibly filled auditoriums with the work he was doing, with the help he was giving. But what did he do? The first shot, that first opportunity, that first time that was put in front of you, you went straight for it, and you used the fact that thousands and thousands of women were hanging on your every word, and you used them just like plenty of men, many of men in power do. You used them for knowing what they didn't get and couldn't get. You gave them the only thing that you could give them, the only thing that you really wanted from them. You gave it to them, and now you're facing them. You're facing this now. All you have to do is say, no, that's not who I am. All you have to do is look at your wife and say, I'm getting everything I need from you. But no, the only reason why you out there throwing your wife out there, got her saying ridiculous things. And I believe in God. Me and my wife, we believe in God. But there's one thing we know. Plenty of people who say they believe in God sure do try to use God as a shield a lot. When they do things they have no business doing, they're getting caught or saying things they have no business saying. Me and my wife know that firsthand. My wife can speak on that herself about how we know how people say, well, God, and then it's the rest of the shit they want to throw at you, but they started off with, well, God. No. No. I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to get too much into this because I'm not trying to turn this into a religious podcast or religious episode. God did not have a Bible. End of story. God did not have a Bible. And what I mean by that is everything he did was out of the kindness of his heart. Every action, everything was out of the kindness of his heart. Even the people he sought out and the things that they were doing. Why did you choose me? I'm this, I'm that. Why? Why? Why did you choose me? Why am I? Why do you see things in me that I don't see in myself? Why did he choose Barabbas and this and that? So many people want to throw God out there like, I know the Bible front and back, so that makes everything I do okay. No, it don't. It doesn't. And Derrick Jackson and even Derrick Jackson's wife, because she's doing the same exact thing by trying to deflect. No, you should accept. Accept everything that happened to you and act accordingly. Derrick Jackson should shut the hell up. His wife should shut up. But first, the next video we see of them is her busting his head. That's how we expect you to act. You're hurting. We can see that you're hurting. And I don't even like jumping in on nobody else's business. But like I said, he has thousands and thousands of videos out there just slamming men for being men. And now all of a sudden, you have been caught being a man. But yet you still want to put on this cloak and act like, you know, because you did what you did, it's okay. No, it's not okay. You did what you did, but now you're in the second part. The second act of your marriage. No, marriage is one continuous episode that doesn't end. Y'all got it twisted thinking that you can have a to be continued, or you can have season one, season two, season three. Marriage is a continuous episode. And men and women have the power to go back to the very first part. And if they hurt by it 90 years later, it still hurt them. The woman or the man can say, oh man, that happened back in season one. You should tripping off of that. Yeah, I'm still tripping off of that because it hurt. Because for some reason, they're still fresh in their minds. This will be fresh in Derrick Jackson's wife, my own or that. This will be fresh in her mind. But he's trying to make it so the thing that is fresh in her mind is the backlash, the attacks that she's getting from everyone talking about her way of dress to the way that he sort of controlled the conversation and this and that. It was all planned by him because, as my wife told me, you know, you never saw her until this moment. But like I said, that's about all I'm going to give you. You know, I really don't want to speak on that, but like I said, you took it too far, so I myself, not speaking for anyone but me, I had to come out and give my piece about it and, you know, hope he gets the help that he needs and, you know, just stay off your phone for a little bit, you know. And just let your life be your life. You don't have to put everything public. Not everything has to be out there in the public eye. I'm not going to say, do you have anything to say about this to my wife who's sitting next to me? Because that'll be exactly what Derrick Jackson did. You know, he looked at his wife and like, you got anything else to say? I'm not getting ready to do that. But if you want to say anything, you can. And not defense of anything, but if you want to just, because you know more about him and the way that he did his thing and how he rose to the fame that he has. He has books and stuff, you know, other things like that. I don't know any titles. But like I said, I wouldn't recommend reading it anyways, because you find out what works for you by going through things. That's the best way to mend your relationship, to start a relationship, to heal from a relationship, is to just go through it and figure out what works for you. Use your brain and don't put your man or your woman, you know, in a side by side with anyone else. Like, because as a man, we get compared to a lot. And as we see with Derrick Jackson, a lot of just regular men stack higher than him. You know, a lot of men stack higher than, you know, who you want to compare us to. You know, I mean, everybody wants to say they want a relationship like Jay-Z and Beyonce. He cheated on her. She cheated on him. You know, so, I mean, there are things that you see the lights and the shiny shit, but, you know, you need to keep watching. You know, don't just focus on that one little part, and that's all you want to base it off of. You know, you need to realize that these people are human, and like everybody else is finding out, you know, don't be shocked or don't, you know, say, oh, you failed us, Derrick, this and that, because that's his problem right now. He feels that he stood above and his word was golden, and it really isn't. It really isn't. You're doing the exact same thing I'm doing right now. You're giving your opinion, and he did it in the sense that everything I say is right. You know, you women need to do this, and you men need to do that. And, you know, that's the behavior of a narcissist, as I'm learning, even though I knew what it was, but still. But, you know, you can enlighten people more on what I don't know, or, you know, coming from a female's point of view.
How people coming from a female point of view, I never really gravitated towards the things that he said, because you tend to hear through the BS if you actually listen to it. Like, you can see through who a person really is if you listen to them long enough. So, I mean, the fact that he got caught the way he got caught, I wasn't surprised about it. Because in order for him to give the advice that he was given, write the books that he was writing, he had to find it out from somewhere. You had to be living it firsthand, basically. So, I mean, my only thing was, like you said, the way that he had his wife paraded out there, that really, like, upset me. And, because don't use her as a prop. You wasn't thinking about her when you did it. You didn't care about her nor your kids when you did it. So don't try to put that, oh, I'm this big family man thing in my face now just to save your business, because you're not trying to save the right thing. So to me, it's all still I don't want to say a publicity stunt, but it's a stunt to
it's
save,
a stunt now
to
it's
save
a stunt.
His name.
It's a stunt because motivational speakers and people like that, they couldn't get booked last year. They can't really get booked now. So they lost a lot of their revenue. They can't push their books. They can't push whatever it is that they're trying to do. So he was basically saying that I got caught. It wasn't like he got caught like the day after with one woman. It was multiple women.
One woman that came forth, and then, you know, once you open up them floodgates,
I mean, he brought the lady, brought the woman to the house and stuff like that, right, and all of this. And I mean, she possibly had the mindset of, I'm moving in. This is me now.
Right.
You know, and I mean, he put his wife out there as she didn't know what she was doing in the bedroom or something like that. That shouldn't be your only motivation for being in a relationship, is the physical part of it.
But that was his mindset. He didn't care about anything but the physical. He cared about the physical, and he cared about a woman that would submit to him.
And that's all he cares about now, because of the way that he said, I had a beef with God. You know, God brought this woman to you, and this is what you're doing with God's gift. Take it from a man that almost lost God's gift to him. You know, but like I said, the reason why I'm speaking on Derrick Jackson and this thing that's going around is because, you know, myself and my wife and what we went through. And I can't say what we went through, is what I did and the effect of having to deal with the way that I hurt my wife, because I tried to look at her like, you did it, you pushed me to it, your fault, you deal with it. And I realized, like, whoa, no, that was wrong. That was messed up on my behalf. So he's not doing none of that. None of that at all. And he's still putting out videos that, he's still making videos that paints her in a light that she's the victim. And she's the one that needs to fix everything. She's the one that needs to fix everything. And I'll still be who I am. I'll still be the man that everyone comes to for this or for that, or I'll still be this relationship guru, because even though I went out there and fucked all these other women, I still know what I'm doing. I still know what I'm talking about. I'm still better than you. And with all of that, knowing all of this, facing all the backlash that he's facing, like I said, he's still posting the videos saying I'm this, I'm that. And he's still searching for anyone to, I agree with you, this is your wife's fault, this and that.
I mean, there's people out there that are saying, because I've read a lot of comments saying that, yeah, it's her fault, going off of, you know, how she dressed and how she carried herself and Maybe she, it's still a lot of people out there that will always, for some reason, blame the other person.
I'm getting ready to say this. Like I said before, you can have a woman that has everything. Not a hair is out of place. Not a string is loose on any of her garments. And you'll still find a reason to look at someone else. You'll still find a reason to get something from someone else. Nothing is safe. Like I said, moments. You have to live in every moment and knowing it can change at any time. So you have to be ready at all times to, okay, what is he going to think about me now? Or what is she going to think about me now? You can't worry about that. You can't live your life worried about what your spouse, significant other, thinks of you. You just have to be in your confidence at all time, be in your own favor at all times. And know that if this person fails to see you for what you are, then oh well.
Somebody else will see you for what you want to be seen as.
And this is coming from a person that has faced that. And I mean, it's hard. It's hard, yeah. But knowing that it works both ways in relationships. One person can't rule. One person can't carry. But, you know, to this brother, he feels that he's end all be all. He's the perfect male and, you know, but, I mean.
Lord, I don't know why you think that, but hey, to each of them.
I mean, but not to a person like that. You can say to each his own, but to a person like that, it's just his own.
True, but even with her, I don't think she's really faced what he's done because she's so...
She ain't had time to. He's not letting her get the time to.
She's so busy focusing on...
He's not letting her get the time.
...what everybody else, which, like we said, he should have never... The public didn't need an apology. The public did not need an explanation.
Yeah, your wife.
You didn't need to come out there and, with this video and have her all y'all sitting there holding hands, which looked real forced.
Right.
Like y'all was all in love.
Right. She really looked like she wanted to fight.
She looked like she was dressed to come knock you out.
Right. Not all of the things right. that she said. But, I mean, so, that's the reason why I'm speaking on it.
Putting her on blast like that, you haven't given her time to. Yeah, this may have just came out to the public and y'all may have just gotten it.
Right.
Y'all may have already known about it, already worked through it. But once it hits that public, that's right. A whole nother slap in the face.
Because it's
a whole
nother
thing she got to deal with.
It's holes all in his story, especially about the way that it transpired.
Yeah.
You know, I was, we were on the break.
We were separated.
She left. We were separated.
Mad.
This and that. But while they were separated during the time frame that he said they was, I'm finding out that he was still doing videos, putting men down for this,
yeah,
putting men
still,
down for that, putting women down for this, putting women down for that, while he's doing everything he's saying you shouldn't do. And that's... Like I said, that's the reason why I'm doing this, because I can speak on relationships, the do's and the don'ts, and what you should and shouldn't do, because I've done it. Y'all know that. It works for myself and my relationship. It's not necessarily going to work for you. You got to go out there and trial and error. That's with everything in life. You have to go through and figure out what works for you. You're going to get your heart broken. You may even get your heart broken by the person you're still with. But you still have to let them know what is and what isn't acceptable with you, from you. You know, she's not a happy person right now. But all she's worried about is what other people say about her and her appearance. You know, you're not really looking at the people. And I'm pretty sure it's women and men out there who are trying to champion her for being so strong, having the strength. All she sees is what they're saying about her attire. All she sees is what they're saying about her being stupid. No, we know you're hurting. And that's what needs to be put out there to the forefront. What you've done to this woman. Not the reasons why or how you feel that she's at fault or how you feel that she's bad in bed. Because as I've stated before, as you all possibly know, a woman can have everything checked off and men are still going to go out there and cheat. A man can have everything checked off. A woman is still going to go out there and cheat. That's just something that's going to happen. I know a lot of people say there's only one way to cheat. There's multiple different, there's plenty of ways you can do that. Plenty of ways you can do that. You know, there's plenty of ways and plenty of people are going to tell you the different things that hurt them. Oh, I don't care if he sleep with somebody, just don't tell him that you love him. Or I don't care if you love somebody, just don't sleep with him. Don't let me catch you looking at nobody. Or why you still got her number? Or why you still got his number? Why are you looking at them? Why are you talking about that man so much? You know, certain things that strike you, hurt you, hit you. So it's not just the one thing. And I think it's the embarrassment for this woman is really getting her. Because, like my wife can tell you, all women know. All women know.
Even when we say we don't know, we know. We just don't want to accept the shit. But we know.
And that's for the sake of the relationship, for the sake of how she feels about you. I ain't gonna say shit because I know this man knows I love him or this woman knows I love her. I ain't gonna say shit. I'm gonna see if she realizes it or he realizes it. And if you don't, then that's when the water get a little hot and get hotter till it overflows. And that's when you got problems in your hands. Because you ain't man enough or woman enough to come out there and say, all right, I need to stop this. I need help. Or, you know, I need to tell you the reasons why I'm doing it, even if it's for, you know, greed or for the attention. Like I said, you all need to realize that you're your biggest motivator. You're the one who has the biggest stock in you. You can't give another person's words or another person's social status or whatever more accountability in your life than you have for yourself. You're the only reason. You've been the only reason, and you need to stay the only reason. Not compare yourself to another woman, another man, another relationship, another body, another whatever. Don't compare yourself. You're you, just the way God made you. You love the things you love. You dislike the things you like or dislike. And you're going to be accepted. You're going to be loved. And if you're with somebody that accepts you and loves you, there you go. No matter what you look like, no matter or what you don't look like. If you're with somebody that accepts you and loves you, you got all you need. Everything else will come. Everything else will come in life. Even if you're with somebody that you just don't understand right now. But know this, that, you know, there's plenty of men, plenty of women out there. I know plenty of people who just left 8, 9, 10-year relationships just because they find out, I didn't know that person at all, and that's very possible. Get divorced after 10, 15 years of marriage because I woke up and I'm not the same person. That's possible as well. You know, if this man, Derrick Jackson, woke up and just like, I'm succumbing to the pressure of being who I am and I need it. That level of honesty right there could have been more accepted than trying to deflect it and use his wife. as a shield. That level of honesty right there could have done it right there. I'm not who you think I am. Who's that honest anymore? Well, who's that honest with that much celebrity? There you go, I say that. Who's that honest? No, because they feel that you hold them up to that high standard. They feel that they're higher than they should be in life. Not to realize that we all bleed the same. We all feel the same. We all have emotional issues. You know, so there's that. So that was over half an hour of something that I really don't do on this podcast, you know, anymore, but it felt good. Well, hopefully it feels good for you all to hear my wife again. And know that, you know, she's still...
I'm still here.
You know, she's still...
I'm around.
...behind all of my episodes. And we talk about a lot of the things that I talk about on the podcast. But, you know, she's working on a lot of things for herself. And, you know, as I've stated before, just having the want to settle down and do this and do that and be as silly as she is, you should go with that one. And be as silly as she is.
See, I'm working right now.
Yes, she's working right now. So there you go. There you go. There you go. Yeah. So so that was that.
Hope you learned. Hope you laughed. Number one thing, really, I hope you had the chance to think. And not just look at them or any situation, including the situation that you may or may not be in, as being wrong or as being all one-sided. Just look at whatever it is you can do to make it better, or whatever you're doing to make it worse. You know, a lot of the time, silence is best. But I'm not telling you all anything that one, you don't already know, but two, that you can't really figure out on your own. So don't look to anyone else to lead your life but yourself. Patience is a podcast.